The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
Welcome back to part 2, episode 2 of season 8 of Daily Dilemma Uncensored. An island show here. Brian is back with us for week 2. He played such a blinder last week. He just couldn't say goodbye.
He didn't get us cancelled. Yeah, so we decided to let him back in.
Now, we are here to remind you that we are out on the road in February and we cannot wait to see you on Friday, February 13th at the Set Theatre Kilkenny and also on Saturday, February 28th at Bank Lane in Waterford City for Daily Dilemma Uncensored Live. If you've been to Spiegel Tent, if you've been to the Arts Centre, if you've been to Bank Lane before, you know what to expect. It's a wild night for you and your partner or you and your pals. And you'll get tickets and details at beat102103.com. We cannot wait.
So excited. I need to start ordering a dresser. Oh.
How are you going to top the last one? I do not know.
I was on a blind date on the last one.
Did?
Yes. Yeah. How's that working out?
That was it.
We've never heard from her since.
No.
No, but to be fair, we had a backup line for the following weekend.
I wonder how she got on with, because we had a number of a guy. So we never chased that up. We must do that. Okay, let's get down to this. Dilemma 2 of this season 8 on Uncensored. Let's go for it. Hey guys, can you please keep this totally anonymous? And that is what we do. I am working as an au pair because I'm on a year out of college. I got this job with a really lovely family who are clearly very rich. They've treated me so well. Particularly the dad.
Oh yeah.
He is one of those older hot guys, sexy as hell in a suit. Mm. We had crazy sex over Christmas when his wife went to visit family in the country. We did it in front of the fire, on the marble kitchen table.
Cold.
And in the walk-in rain shower.
Oh, look.
I have one of them. It was so hot. I've fallen for him and he feels the same. Said at some point down the line, he sees this as a long-term relationship and we just need to bide our time and play the long game. I told my best friend at the weekend and she thinks it's so wrong that I'm with a married man that I need to end it. But he loves me and I love him. He gives me sexy looks all the time across the kitchen and I get turned on by it, especially when the wife is there.
Oh God.
Just looking for your advice. What do you think of this relationship and how can I keep it alive while he has to prioritise his wife right now?
Right.
Kill the wife.
This is why you should never get an au pair. And if you do, you want one that looks like Mrs. Doubtfire.
I am never getting it. Well, it's too late now. He was 11. But I said this because I remember chatting to a group of women one night and about 4 or 5 of them had either au pairs or kind of nannies
rich
that
friends.
Came into the...
Yeah. In the gated communities of Wexford Town. Yeah,
I live on a road in Wexford. Huh? Yeah. No, I remember thinking in my head, like, I just wouldn't be bringing someone in. And like, I know I would be confident enough that I think Tom would never go there with somebody else. But I don't know how bringing someone into your house, you would avoid that there might be a natural connection with somebody. And that might not be intentional. Do you know what I mean? It might be just something that your partner clicks or whatever, for whatever reason. That could happen at work, Niall.
Yeah, anywhere. Somebody in the house and daddy's walking out of the shower in his towel and they're looking at each other. And yeah, okay, I've watched a few movies online.
I want to be kind of, I suppose, come at it from a kind place, right? Because I think you've fallen really hard for this guy, right? And I think you're madly in love with him. But I am here to tell you, 1, I highly doubt he's in love with you. 2, he's not going to leave his wife. And 3, we are not here to give you advice on how you can work on the relationship with him while he prioritises his wife. He's not prioritising his wife. He is married to his wife. He should be giving her all of his attention.
You would say that as a wife.
Blackmail him.
What do you mean by that?
No. I'm just saying, you look at it from the wife's point of view.
What do you mean though?
Like, well, you look at it from his point of view.
This is class.
He's getting the best of both worlds, you know? And... you know, I'm sure maybe somewhere down the line he does see a long-term relationship with her. Right now, let's have some fun.
Niall, now, you better be trying to get a rise out of me. And if you are, congratulations, well done, pat on the back for you. Look at your smug face. Like, I get, right, and I'm in a relationship, I'm married for long enough. Like, it is very hard to keep any relationship alive, right? And I'm talking about sex, particularly when you have kids. Like, it's just difficult. Mm. It's not like something that, you know, comes naturally. You kind of have to work at that end of it. And for whatever reason, maybe their relationship, him and his wife, has gone completely askew. Does that mean that you jump into bed with an au pair that moves into the house? No, you do something to work on your relationship. And if that fails, you walk away. You do the right thing. There are ways of doing things. Don't tell me that you can defend somebody having an affair with someone that they've... Don't tell me that. I don't believe that from you.
No, I don't.
Thank you. Yeah. There you go. I silenced you.
No, this is a tale as old as time,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Is.
And we've seen it many years over the regular dilemma as well, that people are seeing somebody, they're having an affair, and they keep getting told, we just need more time. I just need to, like, we need the kids to get a bit older. I need the wife to do this. I need this. Just give me more time and we will get... It never happens. You are always just the bit on the side.
But that's not to say that I don't think she's fallen for him. Like, Brian, you, like, obviously would... Like,
I'm on the side of the au pair. Get that bag, blackmail him, have a child with him, then you're stuck with him forever.
Yeah, at least you get the payout.
Get that bag, yeah, 100%.
Get that.
Get money.
No, tell us what you really think. Like, how would you feel if, hypothetically, it was under your roof, your mom and dad got an au pair in when you were younger? This woman comes in and she goes off with your dad.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Not you.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You.
I was like, okay.
I was about to give you some more of my tips on how to talk to ladies.
Yeah, yeah, get an au pair.
No, but just tell me. Put yourself in that situation.
I mean, like, I probably would be too... If I have an au pair, I'm probably too young to really kind of know what's going on.
No, but what would you think on behalf of your mum and your dad?
I might as well. Like, if we're loaded, sure. Like, might as well. I can understand from her point of view. Might as well get that bag, like, you know? I'm on the side of view of women progressing.
If
you don't want equality.
No, oh God, please, you don't mean that.
No, it's one of those things.
It's an affair.
Yeah, it's an affair, but like from life that I know, is like every second couple seems to be having affairs these days. So it doesn't really make a difference. If the au pair is actually handy, because at least he's not sneaking off, doing it in the house.
Yeah, he's not on Tinder and stuff looking for people.
And she's cleaning up after as well, which is kind of handy. So that's grand.
The sheets.
Yeah.
There is the other side. There is the other side of this show, that some couples, as you said, it just dries up, and maybe the wife is quite happy in her world that, you know, let him go and do other things, because other than that, the companionship is strong, and that we, you know.
Well, I think that's a massive leap, a massive assumption that
she wouldn't be bothered by
excusing.
This.
I cannot imagine a world where Tom comes home and, like, I'm sure it's okay, I've said it on the podcast before, yeah, like, I can't do anything, and that man is
he's like a dog on your leg, isn't he?
Yeah,
humping?
Yeah, it's a lot of humping in the kitchen, dry humping.
You could go off with her as well if you want, if there was a connection between you consensually.
It wouldn't happen. Mm. But sorry, what I was going to say was, you've totally thrown me with the humping thing. I don't know what my point was. It was something to do with...
We're talking about companionship in the relationship, and some people are, you know, they are comfortable with their partner looking elsewhere, but they're still happy in the relationship.
Yeah, I think that's a massive assumption, that he is only doing it because she has, you know, they've got some kind of unwritten rule that it's okay for him to go off. There's very few people that live in that world. You said it, a lot of people have affairs. A lot of people are having affairs that we don't even know about. Mm. That's what an affair is. I can tell you.
Thanks for the explainer.
Thanks for that.
Don't need to go to dictionary.com.
No need to go to Oxford or Cambridge, lads. Just come to me.
Dictionary defines affair as.
But what I will say is that affairs can destroy families.
Yeah.
And that is, like, that's not me being, like, absolutely crazily serious on this. And I know, like, Daily Dilemma on Censored is all about having the crack and all about having fun. But if somebody is really talking about having an affair with a man who's married, living in the house with the children, at the end of the day, you are playing with fire, and you're not just, it's not your own fire, it's a whole other, the knock-on effect of that is too big for me to just have a laugh about.
No, but I get you, and like, even leaving that aside, and all that is a fair point, ultimately on a personal level this will probably lead to heartbreak for this emailer.
Absolutely.
You know,
and like, put yourself, girl, in that woman's shoes. Put yourself in the family's shoes. Like, I think I will be devastated if I found out
he's
that
actually,
Tom would do that to me.
He's never going to leave the wife. That's just like, he's just saying that to Plum Arthur.
I do think it sounds like such a cliche, doesn't it? Like, it's, stay with me, play the long game. Long game? Like, there is no long game. Classic. You had sex on a marble table.
You'd never be able to eat off your peninsula again if you thought that went on in your kitchen.
Because there's a lot of eating off
peninsulas. You know that I did it on the peninsula once and it was cold.
I actually didn't know that, but thanks for telling everybody.
I'm not sure what a peninsula is. The counter?
Yeah, you know, you have an island and a peninsula. So the island is in the middle of the kitchen. Okay. The peninsula comes off the wall and juts out. And you sit around it on high stools. She's a lovely peninsula.
You've been
but I
my
did not
kitchen.
Realise when I was there a couple of weeks ago, sipping my wine, that she had intercourse on it.
I'm glad. Anytime I've been there, I haven't even sat down, so I'm glad I haven't now.
You know now, avoid the peninsula.
I'm going to wear gloves next time I go in there.
Obviously, I used anti-back afterwards.
On yourself. Okay, guys, let's get a wrap up on this. I think, look, we're all generally in agreement on this. Show, final thoughts.
Like, whether or not this guy has an understanding with his wife, which I think is a very, very, very long shot. Niall's very, like, right in his thinking of, you are ultimately you're going to be out of a job. Mm.
And if you do want a career in childcare, it could be damaging.
Absolutely, because nobody's going to give you a reference if you've
not
been
good for the CV.
On the marble table with the husband.
And the fireplace.
Or
fireplace.
It is good for the CV. Maybe it's like, oh, the last place kicked me out because I was going to have an affair with the husband.
There's probably other sites that you would have to look into. But I just think, that if you're looking at the long game, like your man is, the long game is that you are not going to end up with him. I would be highly, highly suspicious of his motives. So I would think, I don't think you can stay there, by the way. You need to find a way to get out. Find a new job. And move on with your life and put this down to a life lesson. And unfortunately, sometimes our friends tell us things that we don't want to hear, and that's what your friend has done on this occasion.
Brian, any final thoughts?
He is just doing this because you're there. So blackmail him, get money, get out of there. We'll go on to the next place, get yourself a nice car.
Mm. And a younger daddy.
Yeah, get a sugar daddy.
I've had some offers on those over the years.
That's the economy these
days. She
gets
a lot of
instant
messages about that. Yeah. Okay, reminder, you can send your dilemmas to us, talk at beat102103.com, and we can't wait to see you in Kilkenny on Friday, February 13th, and Waterford on Saturday, February 28th. Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brian.
Have you got something that's too saucy to share on air? DM us on Instagram and X or email talk at beat102103.com.